We had a revelation, my God. It's not that the water's dead. The water's alive.
This is Hypothesis. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we have a story about resurrection and resiliency.
It was referred to as a dead waterway.
Sarah Duran teaches biology at the City University of New York's LaGuardia Community College. She's talking about one of the most polluted waterways in the country, Newtown Creek, between Brooklyn and Queens.
There's stories of fish swimming in and just dying.
But there may be new hope for the Superfund site. 7 years ago, Durand was taking water samples off of a set of steps that lead into the creek. On the lowest steps, where the water sometimes washes over, she saw something surprising.
There was a variety of life. Little grass shrimp.
Mussels.
Blue crab and green crab.
Even a little American eel.
Lost animals of this ecosystem.
These creatures were floating in on currents from the East River and surviving. Duran says that led to another revelation.
Bringing some of the natural life back would actually improve water quality.
That's because these types of creatures help filter the water, but they need shallow, marshy areas to live. And the banks of the creek have largely been replaced with concrete walls.
The landscape is keeping the population low.
So Duran is building them a home. She's hung big metal boxes of gravel and marsh grasses off the walls, where they'll dip in and out of the water with the tide. This summer, she'll hang nearly 50 more.
What has been a great lesson with this project is the resiliency of life.
She says the project shows that human engineering can help undo some of the damage that human engineering has caused. And if those little shrimp can make it here in Newtown Creek, they can make it anywhere. I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.